Box 1065, Los Angeles, California, 90078, USA. For coordinating producer Greg Gordon and everyone at This Way Out,
I'm Beth Hover, a member of the board for Our Community Cares volunteer organization, and you're in tune to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Unhappy about something you heard on All Together Now? Or maybe you have a strong opinion about an issue. Energy, agriculture, the environment, the Common Core standards, or broadband access. Don't keep it to yourself. Call 518-291-9492 and leave a 3-minute message, and we'll play it on the air. Leave a 3-minute message, 518-291-9492, with your take for all you hear. Again, that number is 518-291-9492. To leave a 3-minute message that may be played on All Together Now. Thanks for getting involved in your local community.
Hi everyone! Welcome to Get Happy, every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4, with me, Stella. I can't wait to get started with today's show, for a lot of great songs are in store. So let's get started. The first song that I'll be playing today is called Strike Up the Band by Carol Gibbons and Ann Lehner. It was written by George and Ira Gershwin in 1927 for the play Strike Up the Band. It was not very successful, but the song quickly became a hit. My favorite recording is probably by Bing Crosby, but this is great too.
Shout, strike up the band. Hear the cymbals ring, calling one and all. To the marshal swing, strike up the band. There is work to be done, there's a war to be won, come you son of a gun, take your stand. Fall in line, ye bull, come along, let's go. Hey, leader, strike off the
That was Strike Up the Band. The next song is called What's the Good of Moonlight by Ina Ray Hutton.
Strike up the band.
underneath the silvery moon. Every fellow's happy, cut beneath the stars above. Oh, when the moon is shining, what a heavenly bliss. Look at what you're missing when you can't steal a kiss. So what's the good of moonlight when you haven't got a boy to love?
What's the Good of Moonlight? The next song is one of my favorites, called A Bushel and a Peck, a classic by Doris Day. This song was written by Frank Lesser in 1950 and was first introduced later that year by Vivian Blaine, who sang it in the Broadway play Guys and Dolls. It immediately became a success and has been covered by stars such as Connie Haynes, Perry Como, and many more.
You a bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck, and a hug around the neck, a hug around the neck, and a barrel and a heap, a barrel and a heap, and I'm talking in my sleep about you, about you. 'Cause I love you a bushel and a peck, you bet your pretty neck I do. A bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck, though you make my heart a wreck, make my heart a wreck, and you make my life a mess, make my life a mess, yes, a mess of happiness about you, about you. 'Cause I love you a bushel and a peck, you bet your pretty neck I do.
A Bushel and a Peck. The next song is called Lily Marlene by Anne Shelton. It was written by Norman Schultz and Hans Leip in 1937 and was first recorded 2 years later by Lal Anderson, who made it well known. One of the most famous recordings was probably by Marlene Dietrich, who covered it in 1945. But this one is great too.
Underneath the lantern by the barricade, darling, I remember the way you used to wait. 'Twas there that you whispered tenderly that you loved me. You'd always be my lily of the lamplight, my own Lily Marlene. Orders came for sailing somewhere over there. All confined to barracks was more than I could bear. I knew you were waiting in the street. I heard your feet, but could not meet. My lily of the lamplight, my own Lily Marlene.
Lily Marlene. The next song is called My Man from Caroline by the Ben Selvin Orchestra.
Thing divine, my man from Caroline. When his lips are close to mine, I quiver up, I shiver up and down my spine, my man from Caroline. He's got that thing in the moonlight, makes the birdies sing in the moonlight, like they never did sing in the sunlight. They think they're in heaven. I won't share his love no time, none of it cause I love him cause he's mine, all mine, my man from Caroline. Thank you.
That was My Man from Caroline. The next song is called A Tear Fell by Teresa Brewer. It was written by Dorian Burton and Eugene Randolph in 1956 and was first recorded that year. It became very well known in the U.S. and also peaked to number 2 in the charts in England. Since then, it has been recorded by many artists.
A fool am I, a fool am I in love.
A tear fell when I saw you in the arms of someone new. A tear fell when you left me all alone and feeling blue. A tear fell when you told me that your love was not for me. I didn't miss the teardrops, but I miss you constantly. A fool am I, a fool am I in love. The teardrops that you stepped on as you danced across the floor were crushed like my poor heart was when you walked out of my door. A tear fell when you told me that the flame in your heart died. Darling, have I lost you like these teardrops from my eyes? A fool am I, a fool am I in love. A tear fell when you told me that your love was not for me. I didn't miss the teardrops, but I miss you constantly. A fool am I, a fool am I in love.
That was A Tear Fell. The next song is called Baby, Won't You Please Come Home by Frankie Trombauer. It was written by Clarence Williams in 1919 and was first introduced by Bessie Smith in 1923, peaking at number 6 on the charts for 4 straight weeks. It quickly became a jazz standard and has been recorded 35 other times since then.
Happy's all alone. I have cried in vain, never more to call your name. When you left, you broke my heart, 'cause I thought we'd never part. Every hour in the day, you will hear me say, baby, won't you please come home? Come on, baby, won't you please come home? Thank you.
That was Baby Won't You Please Come Home. The next song is called Fine and Mellow by Billie Holiday. It was written by Billie Holiday in 1939 and quickly became a popular jazz tune. It has been covered by many, many people over the years, and my favorite recordings are probably by Ella Fitzgerald, but this is fantastic too. Was Fine and Mellow from 1939. So, unfortunately, our time is just about up for today. Our last song is If I Didn't Care by the Inkspots. This song was written by Jack Lawrence in 1939 and was first made popular by the Inkspots. It sold 19 million copies worldwide and has also been covered by stars such as David Cassidy, Connie Francis, and the Platters. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I can't wait to see you next time. Have a great week. Bye!
If I didn't care more than words can say, if I didn't care, would I feel this way? If this isn't love, then why do I thrill? And what makes my head go round and round while my heart stands still. If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
If I didn't care, honey child, more than words can say. If I didn't care, would I feel this way? Darling, if this isn't love, then why do I thrill so much? And what is it that makes my head go round and round?